Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial guys, Independent Solutions and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
I don't see one Democrat, by the way, without their nails looking pretty and their hair nice.
Oh, yeah.
Where are all you health department officials? How in the world is it that you're shutting down these places, but yet you look beautiful? Mike Lomas, Don Wiggle. We are live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. This is the place where money meets politics. So we're going to be all over the place today. Maybe talk a little bit of money. Market's a little bit choppy, but not overly volatile. But we'll see if we can get to that. Just so much stuff. COVID, you did a good show. I played hooky this week on the radio, and you were talking about really the timeline of COVID. And, you know, it's funny. The first article I brought up here this morning as we were doing a little bit of research was, you know, Cuomo being shocked back in May as to where the COVID was coming from and telling us that we should follow the science. But yet he didn't follow any of the science, none of the science. The health inspectors, boy, these are the biggest dirtbags I have ever seen in my life. I have been calling the Erie County Health Department daily to try to get somebody to come on the radio and talk about what they're doing. I mean, they're literally walking into, and it's not just restaurants anymore. It's not just salons. It's now hockey rinks. I mean, they've sent us nasty messages. You know, I'm just amazed, and I've been saying this for weeks, months now. Like, where are you business owners? When are you going to get a set of stones and start to fight back? I mean, these people, they're the health inspectors, by the way, and the state liquor authority, these are the people that were never picked for the dodgeball team. Mm-hmm. And finally, they've got a badge, and they are exercising that authority to their full capacity.
Well, a lot of them are political appointees. I mean, we know that. What is it, like 50, 60, 70 of those are actual political pork and patronage positions, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, Poland Cards is out there. He's flailing now. I know Stefan's going back on, I think, Tucker tomorrow, Wednesday, the 22nd, I believe it is. And Poland Cars is getting called out on all kinds of stuff, as is the health department. And he's trying to get some cover fire from the Buffalo News. So the Buffalo News is throwing out some articles, you know, some opinion pieces and how nasty the community is because we're calling out the health inspectors. Where was the Buffalo News calling out Poland Cars and the nasty liberals when they were calling us all Nazis, right?
Yeah.
Calling us racist, calling us homophobic, calling us misogynistic, right? We were evil, you know, knuckle-dragging Neanderthals that, you know, just, you know, didn't treat women well. I mean, we've been absolutely bashed as conservatives for four straight years by Poland Cars and everybody. And as soon as these folks get a little bit of criticism back, rightfully so, by the way, because Gail could now buy a nice condo in Florida with all the overtime that she's had. And I said this on Saturday, and this is what really makes me angry, is that in places like Florida, the health department is actually going out and helping businesses.
Yeah.
How can we help you be safe? How can we fix any issues you're having?
And that's what they should be doing, right?
Of course.
The health inspectors, the purpose of the job was to make sure if I walked into a restaurant, it was clean.
Right.
You know, if I ordered chicken, it was chicken and not rat, right? Your job is not to go and be the mask police. It's just not what you were ordered to do. That's not what you were paid to do, ordered to do. I feel like it really is Nazi Germany at this point. When, you know, even cops now, you've got cops. You see that video? I think I sent it to you the other day.
I couldn't get it to play, but I saw
it. A female cop. She's literally a mom is in a library with her son. Nobody else in the library. I mean, social distancing was in play. Everybody was 30 feet away. And this cop comes in and says, you're breaking the law. She goes, well, a mandate really isn't breaking the law.
Right.
And she goes, well, you're pretty close to me, like pulling you out of here in handcuffs. So you better leave. where are we?
Yeah, I got
to
tell you.
What happened to society?
Well, I will say this. If the police captains and leadership doesn't soon get their act in gear with the rest of their police force, you're going to lose the only support that you guys have.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you know, Joe Biden doesn't have your back.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Mark Poloncarz does not have your back, right? Yep. Andrew Cuomo does not have your back. Bill de Blasio has already taken $1 billion of your budget, does not have your back.
No, and they don't seem to care, right? I mean, you'd say, well, oh, well, they'll get it at some point. No, they won't. No, they won't. I mean, Bill de Blasio is a great example of that. He watched his city get smashed to heck.
Yep.
I mean, windows smashed.
Still.
Still getting everything boarded up, and he's going, well, this is a great idea. Let's defund the police even more, right?
200% increase in shootings, violent crime,
assaults. And to your
assaults.
Point, for you police officers, and there's a very few of you, I know most of you, 98% of you get it and you understand. Well, maybe it's not that much, really.
No, it's lower now.
98%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lower now.
I'll say 70% of you get it. 30% of you are like this Bradley Gilbert who's going, you're not wearing your mask. Where's your mask? Like, you know, who the hell are you?
Go get a warrant. You walked into a private business. Could you imagine if all of a sudden we're in your house and they're magically in your living room happens to be, you know, Bradley?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what are you doing
well,
inside
that's
of a private establishment, though?
And here's what I keep hearing, Glenn. Here's what I keep hearing from all these people. Well, it's just their job. It's just their job.
Bullshit.
Well, have it stop being your job. Have it stop being your job.
No, it's not.
Here's
what you could do. You send a letter to Twin Holiday. I butcher this name every time. Sorry, guys.
Holiday Twin Rinks.
Yep. Holiday Twin Rinks.
Yep.
You know, first of all, what the health department said was, well, we've had a lot of instances of communal, you know, a transmission between, you know, kids and coaches and whatnot. Right. Now, tell me this. Do you really think that the kids aren't playing hockey with each other on the
right.
weekends?
How stupid.
Do you really
think
they're not going to go out there and build a rink in somebody's backyard?
That's exactly what they're
going to
do.
Together in people's driveways,
even more so.
Even
more so, Glenn. But here's the stupidity of the left. These people are absolute freaking morons. They're absolute morons. The studies are showing that's exactly what's happening because they're saying, okay, well, we're shocked that all these people are getting COVID in their house. You know why? Because you're not letting them play at Holiday Twin Rinks, which is an actual big rink. Instead, what they're doing is they're getting together the 12 or 15 kids that were going to play hockey. They're having coffee or I call it hot chocolate together. Hot chocolate. that was
you
me.
And I would have bet, yeah.
I was drinking coffee at 12. They're having hot chocolate together before the game, right, at somebody's house.
Yeah.
Then they go out in the ice
rink
in the backyard and play for hours and hours and hours.
With no masks.
No breaks, with no masks.
Yeah, of course.
And then they go back and have some more hot chocolate. So, of course, I mean, we know this.
I know
the studies.
Well, and that's the frustrating part, because instead of sending a letter saying we're shutting you down, if you open without permission, you got to submit now a plan to the Erie County Health Department. We have to approve
it. We're taking your DBA.
It's a misdemeanor. If you don't comply. Look, instead of that, why don't you send out a letter that says, you know, first of all, they never actually tied in their letter any specific instances to that rink, right? If they were to say, well, we've done the tracing, and it looks like we've had like a dozen cases from your rink. So something's going on there.
How can we help you?
Can we stop by like on Tuesday and let's just see what's going on? Like maybe the locker room needs it, whatever. I don't know. But let's try to figure it out so we can help you so you can stay open.
Let me just tell you
the difference with the
Santas. How about this? Hey, we'll take the $300,000 that we ate of taxpayer money, right? Because that's what they did. They've charged already $300,000, and they've ordered pots and pans for themselves.
Yeah.
They've ordered
pork chops,
by the way, frozen pork chops, so they had to take them home and eat them, right?
Yeah.
How about this? You walk into Holiday Twin Rink with just a little bit of that $300,000, and you clean the place up for them. How about that?
Yeah, no, they wouldn't do that. They would. Speaking of which, though, speaking of clean up, the Washington Post came out with their own study, I guess, or cited a study. I don't have it right in front of me here, but I did. Here it is. This was re-reported by First Trust. So First Trust puts out their investment company. They put out this great one piece every week.
If you're not following on Facebook or Twitter, please do so, because we post this about once a week, and it's the actual real COVID numbers. It's the real. It's not the BS COVID numbers, which, you know, I'm looking at Erie County, and Mark goes, we lost 1,000 people. No, you didn't, Mark. The CDC, remember the science, Mark, is saying 6% of those people actually died of COVID, right? And nobody died of the flu this year. This is remarkable.
I know, it's amazing.
Nobody's gone. Nobody's got the flu. How could that possibly be? Nobody.
This, according to the Washington Post, as of December 11th, 2020, there has not been a single documented case of COVID-19 transmission from surfaces. Now, I only believe about half of what the Washington Post puts out there, but there's not a lot of documented information about anything when it comes to COVID, because sadly, there's been a political narrative this whole time, and they continue to push this political narrative. Yeah. Going back, though, Mike, and you mentioned this is really important for people to understand. Governor Cuomo last weekend, not just past weekend, but the weekend before, accidentally let slip the numbers of where the tracking and the tracing numbers. Remember, he's always talking about the facts, the science, follow the facts. Yeah. When the reality of it is, he's had these facts now for the whole year. This from May 6th, and I'll put this up again for those. I wish I could pull this up on the computer. I just can't reach it. But this is CNBC. Cuomo says it's shocking. Most new coronavirus hospitalizations are people who had been staying at home.
Wow,
now,
shocking.
He just has released his tracking and tracing information from September to November. And guess what that showed? 74% of cases. So in this case,
74.
In May, 66.
Not even like 7.4.
No, no, 74.
74% of cases
in May,
are from people that hid from the virus.
In May, it was 66. So an early look at data from 100 New York hospitals shows that 66% of new admissions related to the virus are people who were at home, Cuomo said. That was May 6th.
What a shock.
Now, November or December, whatever it was, December 15th or whatever the new weekend was, 12th, 13th, I think it was 12th or 13th of December, he comes out and he puts the sign up, right, the thing up, and it says 1.5% from bars and restaurants, right? 0.06, I think it was, from gyms. 0.16 from salons and barbershops and personal care type nail salons and so on and so forth, right? 74% from people that were staying in the home. So why would you go back to lockdowns then? And the thing is, folks, he's had this data all year long. All year long. It's been consistent the whole time.
We have been talking about this for months. That
the
data does not support this, right? In fact, the data is proving that we should be opened up because it's just, you know, first of all, I don't see one Democrat, by the way, without their nails looking pretty and their hair nice.
Oh, yeah.
Where are all you health department officials? How in the world is it that you're shutting down these places, but yet you look beautiful? Burstein's on TV. Her hair looks nice.
Perfect.
I mean, I'm not a hair person. I'm not a stylist, but I can tell you this. Somebody did her hair. Somebody cut her hair. Who was that?
Yeah, the whole time, by the way.
How could that possibly be?
Well, they're back open now, so they can do 50% capacity, I think, or 25%.
Yeah, but the whole entire time, they looked beautiful.
The whole time. Yeah, Governor Cuomo the whole time. Has the whole time been perfect.
Holocaust had a little bit of shagginess going on. I think
Well,
that was
for show.
That was for show.
They're all smoke and mirrors, right? That's what that's all about.
Yep.
There was another article here I'm looking for. Here it is. This is the best part, right? So, folks, when you see stuff like, especially if it says fact check, if it says fact check in front of it, you can be rest assured that 90% of that is going to be false. I can tell you right now. The gaslighting from the mainstream media is off the hook, okay? It's just unbelievable. Yeah. This from the USA Today. This, again, goes to corroborate the May 7th article, which is data from May 6th, so the May 6th article, 66% from CNBC, 66% of new admissions to the hospital were coming from people who had stayed at home predominantly or all the time, right? Now, we fast forward to November. Same number, 70-plus percent, people staying at home. This, Mike, from, I believe this was from July, this is from October, but there was the data came out, I think, in September, October, or September, August, September. This from the USA Today. Now, this is a study that came up from the CDC. You remember this. The report came out that showed that 70% of new cases were people that reported to always have worn a mask.
Yep.
Another 14% were people that almost always wore a mask. So 84%. But this is the best part. USA Today article. Fact check. CDC reports don't show mask wearers are more likely to contract COVID. Don't believe what you see, folks. 3%. Here's what the article goes on to say.
The actual study where we had the numbers, don't look at that.
Don't believe that.
Don't look at that.
Right? They're reporting it wrong.
By the way, for you folks who say, oh, you're nuts, we talked about this 2 weeks into this. 2 weeks into this, we had a frontline COVID doctor, Dr. Erickson, on, who said this is exactly what would happen. And we said it. We called it, right? Watch and see. Here's what people do. And he said this. This is not Mike Inglis, a frontline COVID doctor. Touch your mask, right? Go stop. Here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to stop and get a cup of coffee. Then I'm going to go to Walmart, and I'm going to come home and hide. And so you get your coffee. out the window from your favorite spot, right? Locally here, it's Tim Hortons, right? Tim Hortons. Get my coffee. It's got COVID on it. I do this. I drink it. And then I go, oh, I got to stop at Walmart. Let me get the mask on the floor of my car. Okay, yeah. I got it. Okay, let me put it on my face.
Well, the Washington Post is saying that's not the case. So the Washington Post is saying that the transmission by surface to surface is there's not any documented cases.
Let me touch my mask and breathe it in.
Yeah, well, that could be. But here, let me finish this article, because here's what I wanted to point out with this article and this whole fact check thing, right? It says the evidence suggests that masks actually help, blah, blah, blah. So they talk about these people putting these posts out there, and they say, well, the CDC, the chart is legitimate, but it's being misrepresented is what they say.
Course.
So what they cite in this, I'll just summarize this very quickly, is what they say is there's a lot of statistics in this article, the CDC piece. There's a lot of different things. People that went to restaurants. So what the USA Today is trying to say is, well, don't believe that, because things like people that went to restaurants and didn't wear a mask when they were sitting down to eat, that could have been a factor too. Something I could explain to USA Today. There are things in studies when you look at these types of things. People that we're in finance, right? We do research, right? It's all we do. We have a whole research team. They look at numbers and facts and things like that, right? But the thing is, that's something called a constant, right? So if everybody in a restaurant doesn't have a mask on while they're eating, well, right, that would be the constant, right? So you can't factor in the constant to say, well, that could be why people that were wearing masks didn't have a higher rate, or that weren't wearing masks because, you know, they took their masks off as well and blah, 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 blah. The fact of the matter is that, and what I'm trying to point out is half of these fact checkers now out there, when they say, especially when they say fact check or whatever, are totally false. Like this, you look at the numbers. It's a 7-page CDC report. You can look at all the stats and statistics, and it very clearly shows that the majority of people that were coming in reporting the infections were wearing masks. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
you can't deny the. So some of these studies they put out there.
You can just block it out of your mind, which is exactly what they're doing.
So what are you more likely to do? Are you more likely as an average person out there to read the USA Today article and go, oh, I guess the CDC was lying? Or are you a lot more likely to actually read the 7 or 11 page CDC study and try to understand? No, you're going to read the USA Today.
Yeah.
You're going to believe what the USA Today is saying.
Spot check it.
Which is a total lie. The USA, this is a total gaslighting, saying, don't believe what you're seeing, folks.
Yep.
Don't believe the building burning behind me. These protests are mainly peaceful.
Mainly peaceful. A little fiery, but peaceful.
But we got to talk about the stimulus at some point here, too. Yep. This pork stimulus is just, President Trump ought to veto this, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's just $300.
I agree.
Of extended unemployment.
You're talking
$600.
About one-third of that stimulus will actually go to people in the form of a check.
A lot of this money, I haven't had a chance to dig into it, but what I understand from what I'm hearing from early reports is that two-thirds of the stimulus, or at least half, is actually going to foreign aid.
Yeah.
So talk about putting America first.
How crazy is that, right?
We're broke, folks. We have
trillions in the hole.
We have people who can't put food on the table, as I think very well accurately well researched presented all those numbers on Saturday's show, right?
Yep.
And yet we're going to spend money to send over to overseas. The sick part about this is that Nancy Pelosi thinks that $600 is a lot of money to people,
right?
And that's what she thinks. We're so benevolent. These people are going to be receiving six. Mind you, when Trump tried to pass, and Republicans were pushing it, $1,200
was
chump change, right? Yeah. Now $600 is pennies from heaven, according to Pelosi.
They even said, "What is $1,200 going to do?" Now $600 which is going to cost the taxpayers about $2,000, right? To your point, Glenn, we've been talking about this for a long time. By the way, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, because there's not enough conservative talk out there. We really, really asking you to do us a favor and appreciate to share the message.
Especially this show, because I've got the Christmas jack. You know.
He looks like Don Cherry hockey. for 1 in 6 adults with children, and you talked about this Saturday, household lacked sufficient food in the last 7 days. 17% of households with children lacked enough resources to buy food.
Yeah. Sad.
We've been talking about this forever, and I just can't understand, you know, these Democrats, they always talk about how sympathetic they are and loving they are and caring they are. How could they be this stupid to continue to look at COVID in a box and not understand the damage they are doing? You know, when you shut down a Holiday Twin Rinks, there's a manager there that is working. There's multiple managers. There's janitors, right?
Yep.
When you shut down a restaurant, It's not just about the restaurant owner that you seem to all think are multi-millionaires. Yeah, it's about the people that work in the restaurant, from managers to the cleaning staff. How about the people that supply the cleaning supplies, right? How many of them are hurting, right? We've talked in the past about how, I think it was your brother-in-law. He used to work point-to-point, right?
Yeah, and point sell, of sale systems.
Yeah, sell the systems where you could keep track of inventory and all that stuff. All that is always upgrading itself, updating itself better. So I'm sure, you know, he had his normal restaurants, and every 5-6 years, there was an upgrade. Well, guess what? There's not an upgrade this year, right? Yeah. Timmy Kennedy, by the way, did you see? He actually did something bright, although a little bit late. He's suggesting that they waive the liquor authority fee every year to get your liquor license, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, God bless him.
That's
right?
Okay. That's helpful. That's helpful.
Absolutely. God bless him. Of course, him and his moron buddies have already knocked out 60% of the restaurants, so they won't have to. They're 60% of them won't, Timmy, they won't need a liquor license next year. So.
Yeah, you've waived the fees for them by stripping them of their liquor license. By the way,
you won't be getting the taxes on the property either.
The hypocrisy, folks, is what really is driving everybody crazy, right? Let alone the pork and whatnot. You know, we just mentioned, you mentioned this. This is the 8 million Americans that fall into poverty. But the SLA, the State Liquor Authority, is pictured here, right here.
How beautiful is that?
Right? Here they are without masks, right?
Levying fines.
Levying
fine, Glenn. What they're doing at that table is trying to figure out they're going to take liquor licenses from, who they're going to give fines to. They don't have masks on.
Yep.
This is incredible.
It's unbelievable.
And you restaurant owners, where in the hell are you? You know, Robbie De Niro, the gym owner out in Orchard Park Saturday, he had a meeting trying to organize everybody. There was probably, let's say there was about 100, 150 people there, right? And why do I feel, and I've been saying this, I'm actually talking to politicians, Glenn and I have been talking to politicians about this. Why do I feel like I'm fighting harder for these restaurants than they're fighting for themselves? Like at some point, like, you deserve what you get. I hate to say that, but if you're not willing to step up,
I think the restaurateurs are just petrified.
When you're out, you're out. If you came in here and said, I'm taking all your financial licenses and I'm closing down your shop, we're fighting till the end. I'm going to be bloody. It doesn't matter, right? Like, that's the point where you say, I have nothing to lose. You restaurant owners, you have nothing to lose. They're taking your liquor license. They went into Neat Restaurant a week ago after they've abused you, unconstitutionally went through your camera systems, right?
Why would you allow that?
No, I'd never do that. Never.
But, I'd be like, go get a warrant. Bye-bye.
But here's the proof. They're being nice, right? You and I would have said, get the hell out of my private property.
Right.
You touch my cameras, I swear to God, I'm going to break your fingers. Right, get out, right? That's what we would have said. Instead, they go, no problem.
Let me roll back the tape for you.
Billy, I'm sure How's that working out? So now they abuse them. They fine them. So this guy's having a glass of whiskey, well-deserved, by the way, because at that point, he probably deserves a whole bottle of whiskey in a night. But he's having one glass of whiskey at his own bar as they're ending their takeout meals or whatever. And here comes the health department. Doot, 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 doot. I got this badge. Start fighting. Start fighting. I would have escorted him out. I literally would have grabbed him by his hair. Right. I'm assuming it's a him. If it's her, I don't care if it's her. I grab them both by their hair and I rip them out of the place and say, go get the hell out of my private property.
Well, it didn't work out for him because they've tried to play nice. They have done, followed the rules. They did everything and boom, they lost her. They got fined again. Some of these restaurants and a lot of these places, a lot of this has been nothing more than political retribution.
Yep.
And, you know, that the restaurant came out with a very interesting acronym to describe their fries and things like that to spell out something to Como. And, of course, the liquor authority shows up, shuts them down, right? There's supposed to be some level of due process here, folks. I mean, we have a constitution for a reason. There should be the ability for somebody to fight a fine, have a hearing. You know, in New York State, it's you are guilty first, and then you have to fight to get your liquor license back. And that's not the way it's supposed to be, right? That's not right. That's the way that it
is. There's going to be all kinds of real estate problems in commercial real estate around here. Now, by the way, it's not going to be everywhere, right? We've got offices down in Florida. Florida's got a governor with a brain. The governor came out last week and said, look, we're going to support you restaurant owners. They'll watch and see. Here's what will happen. Florida will start to cut the regulations, cut the cost of doing business in the restaurant industry, And these 60% of restaurant owners that just got smacked in New York State, about half of them will relocate down to places like Florida and make it, and they'll be great, right? About half of them, the other half, are just gone. They're done, right? They're going to have to find some job to be able to create their or build wealth back up. Because they're still owing money. I mean, somebody told me, I don't know how true this is, but Neat Restaurant, their rent is $18,000 a month. I believe it. And that place is huge.
Crazy, right?
Imagine,
the state liquor authorities out there, again.
Overtime pay.
It's overtime. Finding people.
The state liquor authority and the health inspectors have overtime pay. Health inspectors in Erie County, almost $5 million we're approaching now in overtime pay, right? We've got hundreds of thousands of dollars in food. So they're taking the taxpayer credit card and going out and buying themselves wings and pizza. And then I have called them every single day, and all they do is point fingers about, well, I can't go on the radio. I can't go on the radio. Oh, you have to call her. You have to call her. Dirtbags.
Can we play that, actually? Can we play the Channel 7 piece?
Let's play it.
I don't know if they won't be able to see it online, right? But he'll do the audio at least.
Yeah, let's go.
This, by the way, they streamed this meeting live. So in this streamed live online.
Channel 7 actually asked tough questions, huh?
Yeah, they did a good job. SLA Chairman Vincent Bradley and Commissioners Lily Fan and Greeley Ford are seated at tables with distance between them. They do not have masks on as the board progresses rapidly with assessing fines. At one point, a staffer enters, not wearing a face covering, and hands papers to Ford, also not wearing a mask. Ford stands to accept them as both reach behind the head of an unmasked Bradley. After Ford resumes his seat, the board continues approving fines against bars and restaurants for various violations identified during recent compliance checks, often taking just a few seconds with only minimal discussion. So I just want you to grasp the gravity of that, folks. When you take somebody's liquor license, these folks are discussing it over a matter of a few seconds. Yep. You're destroying somebody's business.
Without a mask, Glenn.
And you're going to take a few seconds. Here's how the conversation should go. Is there egregious violations? Do we have to do this? Are there any other remedies that we could focus on?
That's right.
I mean, could we maybe
They shouldn't be in there at all.
Is there something different that we can do? Because once you take a liquor license, you are essentially putting a bar or a restaurant, for the most part, out of business. Maybe not a restaurant if they got good enough food.
What about at some point you liberals start to act like adults?
Seconds.
How about that?
Seconds.
At what point do liberals start to act like adults and say, you know what? I think my immune system's compromised. I'm going to stay at home. Or I think my immune system's fine. I'm going to go outside and make sure I build up my immune system. At what point do we ask people to be adults? It's over.
Well,
it's over. New York State is over. I don't know how we come out of this unless there's some kind of a bankruptcy.
Well, unless you get rid of Cuomo. You have to get rid of Cuomo.
Exactly right. I really even think, though, with conservative leadership, we are well over the tipping point as far as owing people back, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only so much. We're not debt counselor people, but I can tell you this. I know enough to say there are certain people that have so much debt that it's almost impossible to get out of, right? Now, there's people that you can manage that debt. You can come in and say, look, you've got income coming in. You know, your income's good. We can manage our way through this. Let's look at the bills. Let's pay some of the essential bills. Let's work our way. Let's see if we can refinance, right? You have a system now where the people that are the contributors are leaving so fast it's not even funny. Every 2.5 hours, somebody's moving out of Erie County. I can tell you they're not the welfare recipients. I can tell you they're not the people hanging out and collecting the free goods, right? They're not the teachers, by the way. I know some of you, by the way, a lot of good, I've got family members that are teachers. I have a lot of great teachers out there, right? There's also about 30% of them that are totally useless, that are sucking off the system, that want to stay at home, and they're using this as an excuse, right? But it's funny because not one of them have I seen say, you know what, I don't deserve this full paycheck, right? In fact, I see some retired teachers, tier one, telling me that, you know, we should shut these businesses down. Okay, why don't you take your tier one pension? Why don't you take your tier one pension that's about $8,000 a month and you hand it over every single month to a different restaurant? Right. If you did that, by the way, you'd save a restaurant every single month.
This is the New York Teachers Union that's doing this. I mean, there's no question about that.
New York Teachers Union driving, by the way, the destruction of the New York State. Yeah. And by the way, I talked to a buddy of mine the other day, local in Buffalo. I'm surprised. He said, I think we're moving to Florida. And I said, really? Like the last person, he goes, well, look at, I can do business anywhere in the country. And he goes, I've just had enough. I've had enough. And I thought, well, because he was always a Buffalo guy. I'm like, holy cow. I mean, who is going to be left to pay the bills? Nobody. So if they gave you and I that budget right now, I don't know, outside of a bankruptcy, with the mass exodus of people that's happening, and the people that are leaving are the contributors. Mm-hmm. You know, so you've got the people sucking off the system, these liberal Democrats, and you've got conservatives who have 460,000 people are now using their second residence from the city alone. Yeah. So they've said, "Screw it, I'm leaving, and I'm gonna keep my place in New York State, but I'm not gonna pay New York State taxes anymore. I'm gonna use a conduit down in Florida. I'm going 6 months and a day."
So the numbers for the state, we talked to Dave DiPietro yesterday. He's a New York State Assemblyman. Actually, can I announce his new position? I don't know if that was public yet. I won't announce it yet.
No,
I'll let him announce it. The numbers leaving the state, from 2000 to 2010, we had an average of about 200,000 people per year that left New York State. From 2010 to 2020, it was a little bit less. It was about 180,000 to 190,000 people per year. That's still a lot, by the way. The number one state of mass exodus in the country.
Yep.
But last year, in the last 12 to, say, 15 months.
That actually surprises me, because I thought California would beat us, but no.
Well, they're catching up. Yeah. 1.2 million people have left New York. 1.2 million people. As many people left New York as in the last 12 or so months as they have left in the last 5 years.
That's crazy.
And it's going to get immeasurably worse as time goes on, because
no doubt.
We're not what we should be doing. I said this 6 months ago. We should be cutting back on the state liquor authority. Bars and restaurants are closed. Why are we paying you overtime? We should be paying you less, right? We should be laying
people
off. The
health inspectors.
Every business is laying people off.
60% of the health inspectors
should be gone, at least. But they won't. They won't. See, what they're going to do is, at some point when they have no money, they're already starting to raise taxes. You're already seeing that. Taxes, fees. Yeah. Cuomo's already said it. We have no choice, right? Yeah. No choice. No.
It'll be $700 for the toll to ride down 190.
We're going to push past $30 trillion easily in the first 2 years of Biden's administration. You watch. Because they're going to pass a bill to give these states these bailout money, and it's going to be right back to normal. And the sad thing about the normal, folks, is right down to a local level. By the way, Erie County is making national news in all the wrong ways, right? That Channel 7 article I'll play for you in a minute. I picked it up on Yahoo News. I didn't pick it up on Channel 7's website. I picked it up on Yahoo News. This also, Daily Caller, right? This stuff on Mihailu put out there, being picked up nationally. New York County spent $227,000 in federal COVID funds on pork, pizza, and cutlery. People are sick of this kind of stuff. Yeah. Let me play this clip, though, because I'm going to forget, and it's good.
Remind me about Stefan, too. Mark Poloncarz, what a dirtbag he is.
Oh, my God. I mean, he gets attacked. He gets attacked by a... I saw the video.
I was there. I showed up later.
Unbelievable.
But the video clearly shows these punks going up to Stefan, screaming at him, you know,
getting right in his face,
threatening him. Now, thank God
these kids have knives on him. By the way, they're showing knives on their you know.
Thank God there was other people there. Stefan was very controlled, mild mannered, I guess.
Walked away.
He walked away, which is the professional thing to do. Mark says, "Well, shame on him for saying that he did have his gun on him." Are you kidding me? Like, yeah, maybe shame on him because he should have concealed it and waited in case he needed it. But still, that is what you should have been saying, Mark, is these are your Antifa buddies. These are your supporters.
Right.
And shame on them
for not being professional enough. Stefan was attacked by a couple of Antifa guys.
That's
and
right.
And you're going to call out Stefan saying, "Well, we don't have any guns in the Rath building."
One of the Antifa guys had a knife on him.
Unreal.
One of these Antifa guys had a knife on him. Stefan didn't get out of the car and start attacking them.
Right.
He got out of the car very
peacefully.
And
they peacefully, ran up to him.
And they ran up to him.
Right.
Yeah.
And Poloncarz has not denounced that at all.
No.
Not at all. He has not come out and said.
No.
Even I on Saturday said, before I even knew that incident even happened, I'm on the radio Saturday saying, "Look, folks, don't show up at a Mark Poloncarz house. Let's be civil. Let's take the high road as conservatives." Because there's a couple of conservatives out there that I wouldn't even call conservatives that are trying to infiltrate some of these groups, and they make a terrible name for us. They're calling for things that we would never call for, right?
Right.
You know, so I would just try to keep it classy, but they're not keeping it classy.
You can keep it classy. You can ask questions to somebody.
Absolutely.
You can ask questions. Look,
of course.
You know, "Hey, Mark, I'd like to know why there's so much overtime pay.
Yeah.
I'd like to know why you have zero
that's racist,
evidence."
Though. That's racist right there.
I'd like to know why you have zero evidence that proves that restaurants and gyms have done anything to spread COVID. In fact, it looks like just the opposite, but yet you're still destroying these families and these businesses. Right?
Those are
questions. You're not going up to market. They literally went up to Stefan and were swearing and screaming and saying, here's the guy, let's go get him.
And
right?
Mark did not denounce that. He denounced Stefan.
Shame on him.
He denounces his colleague.
By the way, he goes, "Well, we don't have any guns in the Rath building." Well, sounds like a safe place, Mark.
Right. It's genius.
That's
let's announce that more.
I'm just glad my family doesn't work there. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. We should get those signs again for liberals if they want to pick it up that say no guns in this gun-free zone. You put it right in your front lawn. Put them right there. You let everybody know that you are a gun-free zone.
Yeah.
Just like we do with schools, because that's worked out great there.
That's right.
Let me play. People are getting frustrated, folks. You're starting to get some great questions from Channel 7, Channel 2, I think Channel 4.
It's about time.
People are, but people have turned now. People
have brainwashed these people, though, Glenn. They've brainwashed these people. It's you know, it's amazing to me because these questions should have been asked 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
I'm just glad they're asking them now. Let me just say that. I'm happy that finally I feel as if the public is now looking at this and going, wait a minute now. Even the Channel 7 are going, wait a minute now. You just said that 1.5, they're trying to get the same information we are. Let me play this clip because they did a great job here, I think.
Now to the emergency at nursing homes. Facilities everywhere waiting for those first doses of the vaccine. But where is all the data helping families understand what's happening at the home where their loved ones receive care? For a closer look at this issue, here's the iTeam's Olivia Proya.
And I think everybody has a right to know where how our most vulnerable population are doing.
That is why the 7 Eyewitness News iTeam submitted a Freedom of Information request to the Erie County Department of Health, asking for the positive rates within individual nursing homes dating back to March, and for a dated list of any COVID-related deaths within nursing homes. The health department acknowledged the request on December 3rd, saying, quote, due to circumstances beyond our control, we may need up to 120 business days to complete this request. By law, a public agency has only 20 days to provide the information or deny the request, unless there is a specific reason for the delay.
In this case, as far as I know, it doesn't seem like the agency has provided you with a specific reason that the records can't be provided.
But Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein at least has some of the information readily available. On Monday, she revealed 58.5% of COVID-related deaths since November have come from congregate living facilities.
As of this past Friday, 100 of the 171 COVID-associated deaths that have occurred since November involve people living in congregate living facilities. So that would be nursing homes, assisted living facilities, healthcare facilities.
It does seem to be strange that they are able to present this information to the public on the one hand, but claim to not be able to provide it to you, except after 120 days.
The Erie County Department of Health has also started sending the information about nursing homes with positive rates above 5% to the county legislature. This same information the iTeam has asked for. Republican Minority Leader Joseph Lurigo says making that happen wasn't easy.
So finally, there was pressure put on the administration, not only from the media, but then the entire legislature passed a resolution requiring them to provide that data to us in a timely fashion. It still took about 3 weeks before they got us any information.
But that's not the only data the legislature requested.
We had asked for information going back several months. We've asked for information regarding nursing home data. We've asked for information regarding overall deaths. They tell us they don't have it. We know that they do. They just refuse to share it.
The iTeam has asked the health department for a more specific reason as to why they need 120 days to complete this request, but have not heard back. For the iTeam, Olivia Proya, 7 Eyewitness.
Check us out on YouTube. You'll watch the whole clip. Again, kudos to Channel 7. I do want to give them props where props is well deserved. Yeah. They did a great job in this piece here. And everybody's asking the health department the same questions.
I'm sad.
We know you have the data.
Yeah, you're talking 8 months now, or whatever, 9 months we've been in this, and they finally actually asked some hard questions, and we're like, oh my God, this is great. Shame on these news outlets.
Well, you have
been pitiful for years. I know what you're saying, but pitiful for months.
Well, we could have nothing, though. Pitiful. I mean, we could have the opposite, Mike. We could have nothing. We could have them not asking any questions right now.
Right.
That would be worse, I think. So, I'm going to encourage them. I'm going to encourage Channel 7. I'm going to encourage Channel 2.
Right.
I'm going to encourage Channel 4.
You can do it, guys.
It's called journalism.
I'm
being absolutely serious. I want to call out a positive where a positive is due. And I think Channel 7 did a great job here, and I want to say that publicly, and I want to encourage them to do more of it. it. We need you guys. We need you girls. We need you asking these questions of these elected officials. They're stonewalling the rest of us. They're stonewalling you, right? Nobody can get their questions answered. We know that Gail Bernstein has the data. We know that Mark Poloncarz has the data.
But first of all,
right? They won't release the data. It's ridiculous.
If you're right and you believe what you're doing,
release the data.
And all we're asking you to do is come on this radio show, right, or our podcast or our radio show, and defend yourself. And not defend yourself, meaning, look at, just share with the taxpayers what you're looking at.
Right.
You know, and we, you know, okay, it's just as easy as this, Mark. Like, okay, here's the studies we've been looking at that we've received from Andrew Cuomo, not the orders, but the studies that specifically show it was a good idea to ruin all these restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the studies that prove and show it was a good idea to destroy all these gyms, right? I think a lot of the taxpayers would say, well, maybe we don't agree with you, but here's how you came up with this educated decision.
Fine.
Right? You didn't do that. You didn't. You know that because you'd call in and defend yourself. I would tell you this. If I was a county executive, and Chris Collins, by the way, Collins was awesome at this. He really was. I mean, we argued and fought with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, we'd call him out. What's that?
He defended himself and he came
on the
radio.
All the time. He'd say, guys, look at here. I know you don't agree with me, but I want to come on the radio and show it and share my opinion with you. Okay, great. Right. And we were always respectful. We would be respectful to Mark if he came on and said, look, but Mark's got no data at all. Bernstein's got no data at all. For her to collect overtime the way they're doing it and to continue to destroy the very engine that pays them is mind-blowing to me. I call them and I say this. I'm like, I can't believe you guys could sleep and girls could sleep at night knowing you're putting all these businesses out of business, just wiping them out. And yet not one of you has the stones to come on and talk to us.
And the thing is, they've had this data. They have the data,
months,
folks.
Months and months.
And
how could it be, by the way, for all you liberals out there that are saying, well, look, he's done a great job. How could that possibly be? We shut everything down. You know what I'm hearing? This is amazing. Like, I'm looking online and I'm seeing these people go, well, Erie County's a hotspot because they just won't listen and they're not wearing masks.
Yeah.
Where have you been? Everywhere the mask sheep are everywhere. Everywhere. There's nobody in Walmart. And that's it. There's 300 people there. Every one of you's got a mask on. They've been everybody has been complying with this. The restaurants have been closed. How in the world could it possibly be a hotspot? And how in the world could we have half the deaths in Florida with more elderly people, with more people, and they're out and about at restaurants, at bars, living their lives?
Because the actual data, when you look at the actual data,
that's right.
From May to July to September to the latest report in November, when you look at the data, the 2/3 or more of the cases have been coming from people staying at home.
Yeah.
Because the more you lock people down, the more they engage in activities with each other in small groups at their houses. And that's how things are transmitting. I would argue that going to the Bills game outside, right, outdoors, if they enforced maybe a mask mandate, I'm not sure that'd be matter, but let's just say they have it outdoors, they have a mask mandate. At least they can control the masks kind of there and force people to, if they think they work, right? But you're out. But the point is, you're outdoors, right?
Yeah.
To be so naive as to think that people aren't going to get together at their buddy's house for pizza and wings to watch the playoffs games, right?
Yeah.
To think that these kids, as we pointed out earlier, are not getting together playing hockey on the weekend, that they're not doing sleepovers, that they're not getting together with their friends, right?
Right.
That teenagers that our boyfriend, girlfriend are not getting together, you know, somewhere to meet up, right? It's just ridiculous. I mean, what's next? Are you going to start stopping by houses? I mean, you guys, they've done that in New York City, but just Jewish houses. So, they just want to harass the Jews in New York.
That's
but they did. They literally stopped by. They're knocking on the door. We had a complaint that somebody saw too many cars in front of your house, and I'm counting more people in here than 10. And the guy held his ground, forcefully. The guy forcefully held his ground. Like, get out of here. What are you doing? But they're literally knocking on people's doors. Is that next? Are you going to break up family gatherings? And again, the thing that pisses people off the most is that a Burks, right? Dr. Burks is out there. If you traveled for Thanksgiving, if you got together with family, you probably have it. Just assume you have it. You should don't get together. Make a sacrifice. And then he finds out she's with three generations of her family in Rhode Island.
It.
Okay for
you
them. So which is it? Are you not that concerned? Yeah. Or are you concerned, but you're just throwing caution to the wind? Which is it, Dr. Birx?
It's
because
all political.
I thought you were sitting in a room alone by yourself with just a candle lit.
Could you imagine
all alone with a mask on,
What kind of a mental midget Democrat do you need to be to watch that go down and go, okay, I'm going to continue?
Every
this
time.
Garbage.
Was it the Denver mayor flew to Mexico? I mean, geez.
Yes. In the Austin. That's the Austin,
thank
Texas.
You. Sorry.
In order to keep you safe, Glenn, we need to impoverish you. We need to force you to wear a mask. We need to vaccinate you. We need to separate you from your family. And what blows my mind is there's a big chunk of people that are going, okay, I'm good
okay.
with this.
Yeah,
I'm
I'll trust you. I trust you.
I'm not going to be separated from my family. I'm not going to wear a mask with my family. Yeah. I'm not impoverished because, now this is healthcare inspectors, right? This is liquor authority people because I've got all kinds of overtime. But you need to be the one that we're going to impoverish you. We're going to force you to wear a mask. We're going to vaccinate you. We're going to separate you from your family. It's disgusting. By the way, COVID in a box, I don't know if you saw this one, overdoses have killed more people in San Francisco than COVID ever will. And we've been talking about this since the beginning.
That is an epidemic.
Spot on again. San Francisco, another liberal paradise, is just turning into such a hellhole. And what a shame. I mean, we've had meetings there years ago, and really disgusting to see how they've destroyed that city. And it's bleeding out to other places. You know, we go to San Diego quite a bit we got traders out there. And San Diego, a city itself, beautiful. But you just go to the outskirts now, and it's gross. It's disgusting.
It's sad.
It's amazing to see what socialism has done there.
Well, what's really sad is it was a young teenager in Maine. That report came out last week. Football player committed suicide in the last couple of weeks, sadly. Yeah. I talked about this a bit on Saturday. And he left a note, and he said very clearly in the note, the separation and not being able to play football and go to school with my friends and just not being able to interact with my friends, I just don't see the point in the future, and he took his own life. Yep. You know, this is the kind of thing. If you asked, 180-year-olds if they would, sacrifice their life to allow a 17- or 18-year-old to live, I bet you 99, if not 100 out of 100, would say all day long. And I'm not saying we do that. I'm not saying we don't protect the elderly. What you're doing, though, is you can do both.
Yes, you can
protect the elderly.
Florida's showing that, right? Like,
yes.
Florida proved that. The nursing homes are open in other states.
Right.
Now, I know Palm Beach County is an example. Still makes people wear a mask. They believe in their mask thing. Okay, you're wearing a mask. But at least you can get to go in and see your loved ones, right? Yeah. That's a much different story to say, okay, Grandma, we both got to wear a mask, but at least we can still hang out and talk. Then, you know what? I'm not allowed to see you, and I'm going to lock you in a room for 9 months. I mean, that's disgusting. Really, truly disgusting. By the way, somebody's hitting our website, this dirtbag. He's all the time, Trumpkins at Trump University. Okay, hide from yourself, right? He says, why is it okay to go to Poland Cars' house and not Stefan's house? Well, let me tell you this. We said it.
Say go to Poland Cars' house.
No, we didn't say that. I said on Saturday. Yep.
On the radio, please do not go to people's individual residences.
Yeah.
So
let me back up for one second. That's okay. Because you're right. You don't go to his residence. But here's the other thing. Let me tell you this. Stefan is not hiding from anybody. Mark is. Mark has been asked to come on multiple radio shows. He doesn't come on and defend himself. You know where Mark goes? Only where Mark's going to get the kind little smarty questions. Like, here, let me make you a little bowl of soup, Mark. And what questions do you want me to ask you?
Right?
Oh, okay. then you're invited in, right? Stefan will go anywhere at any time, including, by the way, to put himself in harm's way last week, where you got these Antifa nut jobs that are going out and attacking him. Mark is hiding from all the tough questions. Stefan is not. That's a big deal. You want to ask Stefan a question, you're a left-wing nut job. By the way, after Antifa attacked him, Stefan said, you know what? Obviously, that's not the right way to handle yourself. But as an elected official, I'm supporting their freedom, their right to talk about what they want to talk about, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't support hurting each other, but Stefan hasn't hid. Mark has. There's a huge difference to that.
Yeah.
And all you left-wing nutjobs, you want to do a conference call with Stefan? I have no doubt that Stefan would say, okay, where do you want to talk?
Right.
I'll have a town hall meeting.
Right.
Mark will not do that.
Well, the big thing difference. Is, what's even worse, Mike, is that they have this data. They have these numbers,
absolutely,
folks.
They do.
Let me give you these numbers again. Restaurants and bars. 1.43% of COVID cases came from restaurants and bars. 1.43. 0.14 came from hair salons and barbershops, okay? 0.06, folks. 0.06%. Yep. 0.06 came from gyms, and yet they're still not 100% open. Yep. Why not?
I have been working out in gyms for years, right? Years. And some of the busiest gyms in the world. Never do I, outside of maybe seeing one person I might know, for the most part, I go in, and 90% of people at a gym have this. They have their earphones in, and it's their time to focus and work out. I work out. I like to run, not so much because it keeps me in shape because I eat like garbage, but I mentally, it makes me feel better, right? It does. It makes me feel better. So mentally, I just feel better. I take a run. I go to the gym, and so does night. I've never been to the gym and seen everybody just huddled together in one little group, right? Everybody's out working their own deal. So now what's that? By the way, go try to find gym equipment right now. And this goes back to supporting how stupid these liberals are. Go find gym equipment. You can't. Well, guess what? Here's what's happening. And I know this. People are setting up gyms in their basement.
Yep.
And I buy
having
a certain amount
over.
Of I buy a, that's right. Here's what happens. I'm going to buy these three pieces of equipment, their arms and, you know, triceps and biceps. You're going to buy the leg equipment, and you're going to buy this other stuff, right? And guess what we're going to do? Every 3 days, we're going to switch. We're going to work out of your house. You're going to work out of my house. Now you do have three or four people congregated together where you wouldn't. When I worked out, even when I worked out with buddies, there's times where I'd say, hey, you want to meet at the gym? No problem. You know, guess what? We never really worked out together. We sort of did. Like, hey, like he would do this exercise. I'd do that exercise. We'd be 8 feet away from each other, 10 feet away from each other. The stupidity is unbelievable. And to think, and these people really believe, that you're just going to be able to turn a switch on and everybody's just going to go back and the restaurants are going to open and everything's going to be fine. It is remarkable how economically uneducated these folks are.
Well,
remarkable.
The amazing part, Mike, is that what they don't, again, the common sense. People are going across the county line to Niagara County and the barbershops and the gyms are packed.
That's right.
They're
That's packed. That's right.
And then they're coming back to Erie County. There's nothing you can do.
Open the damn economy.
Open it up. I mean, are we going to get to the point where they're literally knocking on doors when they see cars congregate outside people's houses? Yes. Are we
going
to go there next?
That's where it's going.
Is that where we're going to go?
And here's what I'm being told. Well, it's only my job.
No,
I'm a sheriff. It's only my job. I'm a health economist. I mean, it's only my job, right? January 3rd is the day, by the way. Robbie, which I look at as really...
tip of the spear.
I mean, Robbie has been the one who has never shut his gym down. He shut it down now for a little bit because to honor his attorneys and to say, you know, we're going to continue to fight. But he has said, I don't care what happens because now all these liberal judges continue to push out these cases. That's what they're doing, right? That's what we're stuck with in New York, right? Oh, by the way, did you see the study that I not a study? It was let me grab it. This rapist, the taxpayers are paying for his sex change. Let me find this here.
No, but I did see in California they were releasing a child murderer, I think.
She has waited long enough. Judge rules father who raped daughter can receive sex change on taxpayer dime. This is a Wisconsin man, okay? So I want you to think about this, folks. We've got judges now. Glenn and Mike have a lawsuit against Andrew Cuomo to open up businesses. We're not asking to let prisoners out. We're not asking for anything
free sex changes.
No. And certainly not asking for taxpayers to pay for sex changes, right? All we're asking is
to let people go back to
other business owners. Our business, by the way, is open. Our business has never been better, right? But we know, as Glenn has said, and I love the analogy, that when the monster comes, eventually it's going to come for all of us. So we're not dumb enough to think that this is just going to stop at restaurants or it's just going to stop at salons. It's going to move on. The monster is going to try to go and get everybody, right? But I want you to think about this. You as a business owner right now are going to go to jail. There's people, the Long Island business owners that opened up a restaurant, right? All they're trying to do is survive. That's all they're trying to do.
Just want to pay the bills.
Give people that are hanging out with their buddies at home a few beers and some food, right? That is deemed unconstitutional, I guess, right now, right? We're arresting these people, and it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
Now, what apparently is legal is this disgusting man who raped his own daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, what could possibly go through your head to be so disgusting? And now the taxpayers are paying for a sex change for this person, right?
It's insane.
So you can't open
this
up
in
your
New York?
Business. No, this is in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could see it happen in New York for sure, right?
Speaking of prisons, they're closing the Gowanda facility.
We're letting out prisoners because we're afraid they're going to get the flu, yet we're arresting business owners.
How about...
If you would have said this was going to happen, even in the state of New York 10 years ago, I would have said, there's no way. There's no way.
How about that How about that hit for the community to go on to right before the holidays? Yeah. I mean, you couldn't have waited 2 weeks to announce that closure. Seriously?
Right.
I mean, it's just sad. But
we have a record amount of prisoners, by the way. Where are we putting these people?
We're letting them out. We're not arresting them anymore, right?
No bail.
Same day. We have violent offenders wandering the streets of New York. And it shows. I mean, we have a 200% increase in New York City, right?
Buffalo, too. People, death by gunshot is up quite a bit, and they're all shocked by that.
Who knew?
Anyway. Can't believe it.
All right. We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Well, we're not going to see anybody till after Christmas, right?
Merry Christmas. Thank you for the props, by the way, on Twitter for the Christmas. The Christmas sport coat. Appreciate
it. I love that. Nobody told me, but I wore this so you look better.
Now, are we going to do a podcast next week? Are we doing Tuesday? I know next week we're filling in, by the way, for Bob Lonsberry on WHAM on Monday and Wednesday, WHAM 1180. So stay tuned for that. Are we going to do a podcast next Tuesday? Are we taking Tuesday off? What do you want to do?
No, I think we should do a podcast.
Do a podcast next Tuesday? All right. Yeah. So next Tuesday.
If we can fit it in. Well, I guess it's not up to you and I because we don't really not the ones that edit this
stuff. Lily, are we doing a podcast next week? She says yes. She's shaking her head yes. So
Lily Wiggle says yes, then we'll do it. All right. Listen, everybody have a Merry Christmas. Yes. Please make sure you say Merry Christmas.
And don't drink and drive.
And don't drink and drive. You can't go out and drink anywhere anyways, so they're all closed. Try to do your best to go out and help your local restaurants, whether it's order, if you can, if you're in a position to be able to stop by and grab a taco or do whatever you can.
Donate to your local food banks if you can, too, for sure.
Yeah. If you know some of the health inspectors, make sure they're social distancing. I'm not kidding. Yep. If you are out there and you know health inspectors, get the
videos of them. Hold them to the same standards, folks.
Yep. You see cars at their house, go knock and say Merry Christmas and figure out who they're not social distancing with.
Just put a GoPro on your head first so we get it on footage. So
I'm not kidding. Yeah. All right. On behalf of Mike LeMay, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, our website, thefinancialguys.com, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit the bell. We really appreciate it. Let's get that conservative message out there. God bless you. We'll see you all next week. Don't forget to tune in on Saturday. We will be live on WBEN, WHAM, and, of course, down in South Florida as well. So we do manage money for a living. I should say that if you need our help throughout the week, if you think like us, use us as a resource. 833-FIN-GUYS and our departments, whether it's home and auto, we can shop over 26 companies to save you money. If you're turning 65, think of the financial guys, Medicare Made Easy. We've got the number of independent Medicare folks, Social Security, Certified Social Security Claiming Strategist, College Planning. We've got Jeff Boron. We are a one-stop financial shop. So that's the plug. God bless you. We'll see you next week. And let's hope 2021 we can actually go back out and exercise some of our freedoms, like the right to assemble.
The right to free speech. The right to assemble. The right to worship, as we would like, right? Unreal.
Anyway, we'll see if 2021 is any different. All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Gunwiggle, Merry Christmas.